My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hi, I'm John Force, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN. Love your show, and love Joliet.
Have you heard? All right, 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, and excited, honored in a bunch of different ways. And I know the listeners are excited to hear him as well on the line with us. You know, we've got a multiple time world champion, multiple Hall of Fame member, and one of NHRA's top 50 drivers of all time, calling us from much better weather than we have here in Chicago, is the one and only Frank Holley. Frank, welcome to WGN.
Dane, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you waiting and dealing with a little bit of the flex here. And people are excited to hear from you. And you know, with the racing school and everything that you're doing, you never stop. Every time I've tried to get a hold of you to do something, you're always on the road, going fast at all times.
Well, I enjoy what I do. I mean, people ask me, you know, are you going to retire someday? And I said, I already am. And, you know, because when you retire, the idea is you do what you enjoy doing. And I just love running our racing program, meeting new people, traveling across the country. We stay pretty busy, you're right. And, in fact, I just got back from a trade show, the PRI show in Indianapolis last night. Got in about 11 o'clock at night, slept in a little bit this morning. So, We got to see a little snow, my wife and I. She joined me at the show, and then we're back down here, and it's about 75 degrees today, so we're enjoying it.
It's one thing to be excited about what it is that you do, but to be as busy as you are, I think, is a testament to how excited everybody else is about what it is that you do. So let's talk a little bit about the school. And you heard John Force there. I know I have talked with him, and he has mentioned you. You've got kind of an interesting situation because it isn't just something that's really cool for fans to be able to get in there and experience, or for your great group outing. And there is absolutely nothing like, we'll get into that as well. But also, you know, some of the biggest names in the sport, you know, they depend on you, Frank, to help them, you know, get their career started and, you know, stay certified and get those licenses to compete.
It was fun. I didn't expect to hear John's voice on the promo because last night we're sitting at the airport, my wife and I waiting to get on our flight back home, and John Force and Robert Height walk up, and so they were on a different flight than we were. They were going west instead of south. But we visited last night. Of course, John and Robert were at the PRI show doing a lot of promotional work. And, so over the years, we've had about 30,000 people through our programs, and it's really cool. We've tried to develop over that time a curriculum and different types of programs that suit a wide range of folks. So it's pretty neat to say that John Force's, all of his drivers and all his daughters and everybody else went through our programs and started there. And about three quarters of the NHRA professionals started with us, and we've helped them. I mean, we didn't make their careers. We were a stopping point along their way to professional racing. And, you know, I still stay in touch with them. That's neat. But what's really exciting is we've got programs for people that say, listen, I'm never going to be a professional driver. In fact, I might not even buy a race car. I might not even ever drive a race car again, but I'd like to see what it's like. And we have introductory programs that people can attend. And you don't need any experience. You need to be 16 years of age and older, and you need to have a valid driver's license and some sort of desire to try and go fast. And we'll put you in not our fastest cars, but we'll put you in real dragsters and let you drive down the racetrack and maybe even race side by side against your friends. So, you know, there's a lot of, we try and be a lot of different things to a lot of different folks, because if a person come out, maybe get in a dragster, drive it down the track, we might get them involved in the sport in some way. Maybe they want to go to one of the NHRA national events at one of the locations around the country, or they visit some websites, or I don't know, but it's just maybe they watch the TV show on Fox. It maybe more people tune in and listen to your show. So I think that anything we can do to get people interested in motorsports is a good thing, and we do our part.
And you're supporting the sport, of course, and allowing people that are fans of the sport to get in there. And I think, I'll contest to experience it in a way that you really just don't get. I mean, you can go to baseball fantasy camp all you want, and you just won't experience anything like that. And you're, a little bit, humble, Frank, of course, but for a lot of these people that come through there, these are sometimes they end up being world champions, that start with your class as well. So if anyone is going to get out there and experience it, even if it is just for recreation or for your group outing, I mean, you're in the hands of the best. And speaking of hands, I wanted to ask you, that's great at the airport. You've got Robert Height, John Force, and you've got yourself, Frank Hawley. This is like some rarefied air. Do you guys have like a secret world champion handshake or anything like that you guys do when you meet up like that?
No. We don't do anything like that, because all of us go way back, and you know what it's like. A lot of folks listen to you on the radio and pay attention, but the people in your industry, you guys kind of develop a different kind of friendship. It's not based on always what you do professionally. It's just you meet people, you have something in common, you enjoy their company, and so we spent a couple days at the trade show walking around talking to racers, manufacturers that make all the parts for these cars. And the public probably doesn't know, but I bet you half my conversations were about their kids, their families, and fishing. It's just you really end up not talking shop all the time when you're away from the racetrack, and that's kind of fun. I've made a lot of really good friends over the years.
Well, here's the thing. So I got a chance to do, it was one of the media outings where you have people out there. What is great about this, and for the listeners, if they do show up, and you're right there at Route 66, one of the premier facilities in all of drag races, so you don't have to travel far to get to a world-class place, and that you don't need, the amount of instruction that you need to be able to participate and really experience it, enjoy it, it's not like hours and hours and hours of classes or days of classes just to get in there and try it out, right? It's pretty quick. You can do it.
Yeah, we have essentially what we call a half a day program. It's our Dragster Adventure, and we clearly give you instruction, and we give you all the safety gear, and you know this firsthand, and we show you what you need to know. But we don't spend a lot of time on stuff you don't need to know. What we want you to do is be able to get in, use the controls in the car, drive the car quickly, safely, stop it, come back, and then tell your friends about the experience. So we've spent a lot of time doing this over the years. I think we give you enough information, but we don't bore you or overload your mind with unnecessary details. And now we can do that with our competition courses. We've got hours of lectures on sports psychology and some physiology and a bunch of details that everybody doesn't need to get into to try it. But so it's a balance. It depends who our customers are. And what they're trying to accomplish.
We talk all the time about experiences over just material things. Not that it has to be that either or. It can be Ann, and I like Ann. I'll get a sweater under the tree, and then I can get either some kind of experience that we can experience months down the road. But for the Dragster Adventure and for the group events, I think this is I would suggest this is a great thing. If you've got a racing fan in your family or somebody that loves NHRA or even just loves going fast and wants to experience it, this is something that you can do and you can give, I think, as a gift for the holidays as well. And you guys are coming, right, to Route 66. You don't have to wait all the way to the summer. You guys will be here in the springtime, right?
We're going to be there in May. That's not too far away. In our world, that seems like tomorrow, because there's so much planning for us to take road trips and prepare the cars. And of course, we've got a lot of places that we go around the country, but, no lie, one of my favorite stops is back in Chicago. I lived there for a few years. I drove a car called the Chi-Town Hustler.
Yes.
And that's about as Chicago as you can get. We used to race at Great Lakes Dragway and US 30 and Rockford and all the local tracks around there. So I spent several years living in Chicago. It's kind of special to me. The folks over at Route 66 Raceway are as professional and prepared as any place we go in the country. You know, it's a beautiful facility. And back to your first point about gifts. I think it's really important for people to think that, hey, if, as you said, if I've got somebody that thinks that this would be exciting, I mean, they can go on our website, take a look at it, and see if this is something they think someone might like. But the experience point, as you'd mentioned, the either or and, somebody can head back from this, and it'll be something that 10 years from now, you'll be in a conversation with some friends, and you'll say, hey, I drove a dragster one day. So those memories, it's like taking a trip to Hawaii or something. you just don't forget. They stay with you for a lifetime, and we like providing those to our customers.
And you look at this, too. There's prices that'll fit a bunch of different budgets. You can go absolutely crazy, or you can get into something that pretty much, for a decent, nice Christmas present that people can afford. And of course, you've got the group outings as well. Frank, before we let you go, give the website where people, like you said, can check out all the classes, see where you are, and get in there and get some racing in.
Yeah, it's just frankhawley.com. My last name's Hawley, and if they just Google my name, Frank Hawley, it's going to pop up a lot of places with, you know, some information on my racing history, and of course, a lot of it's going to show activities that we do with the school. So we're pretty easy to find.
One of the very best in the business, and of course, committed to higher education and continuing education. It's never too late to go back to school, and the school that I recommend is the Frank Hawley Drag Racing School. So we'll have a link up at WGNradio.com. Frank, thanks so much for taking time out and jumping on the show today.
Dane, thanks very much. It was great talking with you.
All right. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll come back a little bit more. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.